morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet, and I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and LaRon Landis. Okay, so something happened this morning that has never happened before.
That's true. I don't think it ever has.
It never happened before. LaRon, how long have you been on the show? 15 years?
12, 13, something like that? Yeah.
No. You started in 1997. 15 years?
Yeah.
98?
99.
Yeah. 13 years.
Yeah.
13.
Uh-huh.
A couple of years. A couple of months later.
A couple of months after that.
Okay. First time ever. Congratulations, Patty Fink.
Thank you very much.
Was here before LaRon. Before LaRon.
Long time.
Before LaRon.
Patty beat me here.
I don't understand. So what was what's wrong?
The
everything
was
okay?
Out.
Everything okay between you and Aaron?
Hell yeah. I left her with the terrified puppy still wearing her thunder shirt.
Uh-huh.
But our power was out, so maybe.
So wait, how much sooner did you get here before me?
Hours.
Yeah.
Happy time.
Thank you. Welcome.
And our guest today, Marco is on his way. You spoke to him.
Yeah,
he's on his way. So we have a Patty Fink guest. You will relate to him very well.
He's reprising the role of Patty Fink.
And Raul Hinojosa is from the LULAC Rainbow Council. But yeah, many of our morning show listeners will know him as the host or co-host of the Thursday show.
Yes, Despierta Dallas here on KNON. Yeah, we're here Thursdays. I'm with another Patty who has another late Patty.
Oh, she's late all the time, too.
Oh, yeah, she shows up right on time. Yeah. Yes. We do the station ID right at 7,
that's
and that's when she walks in.
You have long theme songs.
Yes. Yes. That's the plan.
For the Patties of the world.
Yes.
Well, you cannot. Her DJ name is copyrighted.
Yeah,
is it?
We won't call her the late Patty Fink.
No,
that we well, yeah, that's not her name anyway. But we'll call her the other Patty.
The other late Patty.
Yeah.
The other late Patty.
And Marco is here right on Patty time. Marco, come on over here and sit down with Raul. We're talking about. We were going to start with something that was very exciting that happened in LULAC, and it was. Oh, well, let's start with Pledge Drive. That is more exciting. You're right. It's so much more exciting. We are in the 73rd week of our Pledge Drive.
No.
Okay.
We're near third. We're almost there.
We are almost there. And the show before us, I'm very disappointed in them. I told them at the beginning of their show they needed to raise $25,000 in their hour. They didn't do it. So we're doing Pledge Drive again.
972-647-1893. Call in, show your support. It could be $5, $10, whatever. Give us a pledge, show your support. Do it online if you want, lambdaweekly.com, or excuse me, knon.org, and click on the pledge and fill it out and put, you know, Morning Talk or Lambda Weekly, or, you know, you can butcher the Lambda if you can't spell it. That's fine.
Well, give us a call. We'll tell you how to spell it.
972-647-1893.
And lots of pledge drive. Pledge items. Doc is standing by, taking phone calls. For a $50 pledge, we have our new summer. I was going to say spring, and I thought, no. What is
it's because
it?
It's raining.
It's raining,
but it's not. But it's not this spring.
I looked it up before coming. That wet stuff on the ground, it's rain.
Yeah.
But we have our new summer KNON pledge drive shirt. It has the state of Texas with the sun in the west, and the KNON in North Texas, and the voice of the people in South Texas. I'm not sure why, because the voice of the people is actually in North Texas, not in South, but it's where it fit on the shirt. But they're nice shirts. We have, for $125 pledge, the KNON baseball jersey. It's a red jersey, KNON Dallas, Texas on the front and the back, 89.3. Great ad for the station. And they're nice shirts. They really are nice shirts.
Collect them all.
Give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. If your voice isn't working at this hour, neither are ours, so you can just stumble through the call with Doc. 972-647-1893. Our guests today are Raul Hinojosa and Marco de los Santos. They are both from the Rainbow LULAC Council, the LULAC Rainbow Council. See, voice not working. It is, which is the first LGBT
chapter of LULAC.
Yeah, thank council. You. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're the first ones in the nation. Actually, so I'm from the LULAC Rainbow Council, the Dallas Rainbow Council, and Marco is president of the much younger and prettier LULAC Young Adult Council, the Collegiate Council, but it's also the first in the nation Rainbow Council. And so, yeah, we started a big trend here in Dallas. We kicked off in 2005, the very first LGBT council throughout the nation. And
so you've been around since 2005.
Yeah, we've been around.
It wasn't until this year that another one formed anywhere
right.
else.
Right. So this is there. So we started a trend. You know, we kicked off and started our council in 2005, and now there's a Houston council, LGBT council. We call ourselves the Dallas Rainbow Council. They call themselves the Houston Q Council. It's an LGBT council, and Edward Sanchez is their president. He is an entrepreneur and activist down in Houston, and a great friend and ally. We got to know him in Orlando, Florida, at Disney, which is where all powerful
so
meetings
Houston
happen.
Is 7 years behind.
yeah, they are a little bit behind us, and so they are. But they got started this year and got chartered, and so now we're calling ourselves the Rainbow Coalition of Texas. We're like that's
what, I like that.
That's what we're going to call ourselves.
No other cities have started forming.
So it hasn't expanded out of Texas yet.
No, not yet. Can you believe that? Like, so yeah, well, there's,
and it doesn't surprise me. Dallas was the first because we are paranoid, schizophrenic, whatever about forming groups. If there's anything, you know, like one of my favorite groups that we ever had on the show was the Gay Gun Lovers Association.
Yes, I remember them.
There is such a thing.
Not anymore.
I don't know if they still exist.
I don't think so.
They came on back in the crack house days.
But
when we're over in East Dallas.
Yeah.
But for whatever there is, we have a group for it, and those are going to form in Dallas, like, you know, the Black Tie Dinner originated here. And, you know,
HRC's Federal Club began here. Dallas had the only first and only chapter of the National Coming Out Project here. Right. I mean, all these firsts are here for sure.
You know, Victory Fund started here, basically. So all these things, it's normal that it was, but usually our groups take off in other places.
Yeah. Well, no, we were the first ones to be chartered here in Texas. Actually, their first year, the national conference was in El Paso, and so it's really interesting to see all that's happened in El Paso. But that's where they sort of got chartered and kicked off the whole thing.
Just
a few of them. Okay. Just a few, not too many. Yeah, and there have been people from Austin and San Antonio that are interested in starting councils. I know at national conference sometimes we hear from New York people that want to start a council and stuff like that, but we've been the ones that have sort of followed through and did all the paperwork and got it started. So.
And of course, I'm kidding about El Paso because they just elected Mary Gonzalez, who's the first since Glenn Maxey, first queer state legislator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they added domestic partner benefits. I think that was
just
some
news this
week. Yeah, for city employees, and so there's been some
city and county. It was county. They are the first county to actually add domestic, or second, I think
Travis County has something really smart, though. They have, for all of their employees, you can put one adult. So it doesn't even
nice
need to
easy.
Be.
Right.
It could be a sibling,
that's
it
pretty
could
easy.
Be a parent, it could be a friend, it could be a partner, it could be anybody.
Yeah,
you know, so it's equitable for everybody. Everybody gets one adult.
Speaking of equitable for everybody, in order for us to stay on the air, we need to get some calls, because it is Pledge Drive. The number is 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893. We're coming up toward the end of our pledge drive, and we would love to finish it up today. If you would like to make a $25,000 pledge, give us a call, 972-647-1893. Hey, at our pledge drive meeting, you were there, right, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
What did they say? Don't ask for little amounts, ask for big. So I'm asking for one big $25,000 pledge.
Yeah, and we can split it among several credit cards if you want to do that. I mean, you know, you can split up $25,000 between three credit cards. That's cool.
But we will take smaller pledges than that. Whatever you would like to donate, a $40 pledge gets you a KNON t-shirt or one of the new aprons. You're getting your new apron?
I'm getting a new apron, and I'm excited. It's brand new. It's the first new design we've seen in the KNON apron quite some time.
Ooh.
It's been very cool.
It is a new design.
It's with the summer design.
It's a summer design apron because You're outside barbecuing all the time, and
cooking indoors.
Well, but you need your summer design to do your cooking outside.
Yes, I do.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Laurent, you are looking at...
There's a new item on here that would be coming so handy today. For $75, there's a jumbo 64-inch black and white windproof umbrella.
That's for
that would be perfect to have today.
I have two of them.
Do you?
And... Do you know that is the best umbrella I've ever had?
Pretty sturdy?
It's a very sturdy umbrella. It is the best umbrella I've ever had. I love that umbrella. I actually took it out yesterday, which is why it's raining.
Thanks, David.
I took out the umbrella.
So you took it out and did a rain dance.
And washed my car because my garden, I didn't. and I needed this rain. So 972-647-1893, and that is... $75 for an umbrella. You know, one of the reasons to pledge to KNON is that we were the very first LGBT radio show on the air anywhere. We're the oldest, longest running anywhere in the world. When KNON came to Bill Nelson, who was the Nelson Thibodeau Clinic Nelson, and asked him to do a radio show, a gay radio show, it was like, what's that, first of all, and okay. And this is what we've come up with, and 29 years later, we're still here. KNON has supported the LGBT community for coming up now. We just passed our 29th year, and we plan to be here for the 30th anniversary, but we can only do that with your support. 972-647-1893.
And if you're a first-time pledger, we know we have lots of listeners out there who've never pledged. Please give us a call and, you know, make up for a little lost time. We could sure use support now, even if it's a smaller one. And if you've had a Groupon, an organization, an event, and we've, you know, featured you and interviewed you and or your organization on the air, you know, call and give us a pledge of $100 or $75, you know, and return that kind of support because we do need it, and the station needs it, and we certainly want to come through for our part of the pledge drive for KNON.
What is that phone number?
That phone number, David, is 972-647-1893.
And also, we've talked about the different ways you can pay. You can pay online. You can pay with a credit card. Well, we also take payments the old-fashioned way. You can also still write a check. Just be sure to write the name of the show on the check, Lambda
Weekly.
And you
know how else I've seen some people pay. They've actually come by the station and handed us cash.
We'll take it. As long as it's green, we'll take it. Doesn't matter.
Or you can do like me and do the monthly draft on your bank account.
That
you
know, too.
You never miss it, but it's a great way of sustaining support for the station, and they can count on that every month and plan for it and you know, cover our costs here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, this is my favorite of all the KNON shirts. This is my favorite one. The summer one, I think, is the coolest one that we have had so far. So
we've had some pretty cool ones.
Yeah, there are a lot of really great ones, but this one I think is my favorite one. The Texas, everything Texas is great, and this one has that cool Texas logo, so I really like it.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And Marco, how did you start your branch of LULAC?
Well, it started with my first year in LULAC. Jesse Garcia, who is one of the founders of the Dallas Rainbow chapter, he came to my school. I attend Collin College, and he spoke, and I was really interested. He was really engaging, and you know, he was talking about the council and you know other initiatives that he was working on, and it really pulled me in because it was like at the time, you know, I just never saw that, like, someone who was like, I'm, you know, like, he coined the term gay, you know, gaytino, right? That's, you know, so I never, you know, like, the whole, you know, sexual orientation with, you know, being a Latino, you know, was really interesting, and it pulled me in. So, you know, and I kind of got involved. I was still involved with my council at Collin College, but, you know, as I got further involved with the Dallas Rainbow chapter, you know, I was like, well, you know, there's really not anything for, like, younger, you know, Hispanic LGBT people. So
you're calling me a little old.
Pretty much.
I think it was stride, really. We'll talk later.
No, I think they're incredible mentors from 4871. And, you know, and starting this chapter, it's acting, you know, like when we first started it, this is the second year that we're in the council, and the first year was more like a safe space, you know, and still is, you know, as you know, people come and you know, where there are different intersections in their life than, let's say, people in 4871. You know, I mean, similar issues, but, you know, different. There's also different, you know, things that need to be addressed. So I think the first year we acted more as that space for people to come and talk mm-hmm. about, you know, just, you know, like with coming out and various other issues. So we're in our second year. So we're the first of our young adult collegiate chapter. Hmm.
Okay, so here's what's kind of exciting. So you spawn this evil stepchild in Houston.
Yes.
You know, we're not going to say something nice about Houston.
Come on.
No. Just because our sister show down there is, you know, they've been guests on our show.
Their gay mayor did come on our show.
Yes, she did.
And you know what? She was recently on Colbert.
Yes, she was.
Yes.
Oh, was she fabulous on
so
that?
We have the cool people on our show.
Yes.
Obviously.
Thank you,
Patrick.
Anyway, we love Houston.
So now that we've totally trashed Houston,
we love Houston.
If you're going to give a pledge, Houston, then it's
right.
Good.
If you're in Houston, you can call us long distance and pay for the phone call yourself at 972-647-1893. Anywhere else in the Dallas area, that is a free call, of course. 972-647-1893. Or go online and pledge by KNON.org. Hit the pledge button and pledge online. We need to take a break in just a second, but they brought up a resolution.
Right. So along with the Houston Council, this last year, our council helped push along a marriage equality resolution at our national convention last month in Orlando, Florida. And so we were really excited that LULAC, the largest Latino civil rights organization, took a stand on marriage equality, saying everybody needs to have the right to marry. And so that's the kind of stuff that we're doing together with the Rainbow Council.
How controversial was that?
We didn't have anybody come out against it, so we were really excited. I mean, I think there were people who had reservations, and we sort of heard that in the back, but when it came time to vote and everything, we didn't have any issues with that.
So there might have been some people who were privately discussing, not mm-hmm. comfortable voting on that, but it wasn't right. Like it was... Not only are we not for that, but we vote in favor of throwing these three councils out.
Right. No, that didn't happen for sure. So yeah, people were really supportive, and I think people in LULAC understand that discrimination in any form is bad, and so you know generally people were okay with passing the resolution. Hmm. So we were really pleased to be able to do that at the state level and at the national level last month. So
that's just really exciting because you know we had first the vice president and then the president himself. You know, supporting marriage equality.
Then NAACP came out.
NAACP came on, and then now LULAC. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
That's what a show of support. And these are, you know, we're all like supporting each other. In fact,
mm-hmm. Right,
you know,
right.
By supporting this.
Yeah, and 2 weeks ago, Erin was on the show, and she was talking about going up to Detroit and writing the marriage platform marriage plank into the Democratic platform. She's back this week after having met over the weekend. And there's a very strong marriage plank, an ENDA plank, an anti-bullying plank,
immigration plank.
Immigration
yeah.
plank.
Binational couples.
Specifically for LGBT. Mm-hmm. I mean, very strong. We need to take a break. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. It is Pledge Drive. This is a great time to give us a call. Not that I'm telling you not to listen to our announcements, but 972-647-1893. If you call and make a pledge, we will forgive you for not listening to our announcements.
Community radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of formats and personalities in North Texas as on KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you are waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893 to keep your favorite programs on KNON.
KNON is proud to announce the release of Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, our latest blues compilation CD to benefit community radio, sponsored by Forever Young Records. This CD features 15 tracks and 60 minutes of great original Dallas-Fort Worth blues from artists like Tutu Jones, Blues Boy Bo, Buddy Whittington, Andrea Dawson, Kirkland James, Sonny Colley, Johnny Red and the Roosters, the Chris Watson Band, the Two Tones, the Rough Cut Blues Band, Jeff Stone and Charlie Love, Dave Millsap, Sir Loin and the Ass Kicking Machine, Michael J. and the Paul Bird Band, and J&J and the Detonators. The CD is strictly limited to 1,000 copies and will never be reissued. Get your copy now at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie, Record Town in Fort Worth, Fools Records in Dallas, and Rewind Music. The CD is available as a download at KNON.org. All proceeds benefit KNON Community Radio. For more info on Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, visit us online at KNON.org.
Coming Friday, August 31st, to Sons of Herman Hall, it's the Great Recession Orchestra in a KNON benefit event. The Great Recession Orchestra features an all-star lineup starring Marianne Price, Floyd Domino, Damon Gray, J.D. Smith. Hey, that's me. Bubba Stevens, Michael Holloman, Gary Bristol, Ray Austin, and special guests performing Western Swing, the wild child of country and jazz with the blues shock from its heart. The Great Recession Orchestra is among the foremost 21st century practitioners of this all-American music. Be there Friday, August 31st, when they take the stage at the Sons of Herman Hall. The Alligator Cafe will be serving free barbecue. Mark your calendars. Tickets are available now at KNON.org, Bill's Records, Forever Young Records, and the Record Town in Fort Worth. Doors open at 8, and the first set of music starts at 8:30. That's Friday, August 31st. Two great sets of music from the Great Recession Orchestra and a free barbecue dinner at the Sons of Herman Hall. Get your tickets now.
This is Kimberly Jarrett for the GLBT Wedding Expo, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
All right, actor Ron Palillo, better known as Arnold Horshack from the classic 70s Welcome Back Carter show, passed away yesterday unexpectedly at the age of 63. Now, I'm showing my age here because I actually know about this show.
I don't know anything about it, but it's not because I'm that young. It's because I was living in another... I don't know,
oh, really?
At the time.
Are you telling me in Libya they did not play...
Welcome Back, Carter.
There's a whole, whole big window of stuff that I've never... seen MacGyver. I've never seen Starsky and Hutch.
Wow. So, now, I don't know how old you are, Raul, but do you know about Welcome Back, Carter?
I saw a rerun.
Good answer.
It was indicated, but yeah, I remember him.
Okay. Now, what I didn't know is that... he was gay.
I didn't either.
He was found by his partner, actor Joseph Graham. Found them in their home near Palm Springs, and apparently he died of a heart attack. Palillo was also one of the guest starred on Ellen's show back when she had her show in the 90s. I didn't know that. And he and his partner were together for 41 years.
Wow.
Huh. Wow. So older than I've been alive. That's longer than I've been alive.
Ellen is gay.
Yeah, I just recently discovered that.
You're 41, or?
I'm not 41. Have you been watching Oprah's OWN network? Well, perhaps this will give you a reason to watch if you haven't been. Premiering this Saturday is the new reality show, 10 Kids, 2 Dads. The show follows the lives of a Midwestern gay couple who have adopted 10 underprivileged children. And how does a gay couple end up with not one, not two, but 10 kids? Clint and Brian say that after their first successful adoption, the agency just kept calling them and saying, "We have more children that need a home." Watch this Saturday on OWN. That's going to be interesting. Now, just because they kept calling didn't mean they have to keep saying yes.
Yeah, but you're saying that because you have a 3-year-old at home.
That's true.
That's an inversion therapy.
That's true.
Maybe they were past that.
I guess. And, you know, if I were with a woman, you know, that would be good birth control. Having a 3-year-old, believe you me. And last.
That's like Al McCaffrey, the state senator up in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
He has one daughter with one kid, one with, I think, 2, and one with 5.
Oh, my God.
And he said to her, honey, you do know what causes that, don't you?
And last, the 2012 Summer Olympics have ended, and with all the statistics and numbers all tallied up, 10 openly gay athletes won medals, most of which were gold. 3 were from the U.S. All women. Go girls.
Yeah, go girls.
And the other 7 were either from Great Britain or the Netherlands. They split it. Here's an interesting little fact. If there was such thing as a team gay as a country, it would have finished 31st overall with 7 medals, tied with Mexico, Ethiopia, and Georgia. Interesting.
Awesome. Do you know another interesting statistic? If University of Texas and Austin were a separate country, it would have come in, I think, 15th.
In wow.
Yeah.
Well, and if all the women, the U.S. women, who won medals, were its own country, we would be like 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
In the world.
Wow. Yeah, wow. U.S. medals were mostly women.
Yeah.
That's right.
Go
that's
women.
Right.
Go,
they cleaned up.
Yeah.
They cleaned up.
Yeah.
So.
It was great. And, I mean, this was the Girl Power Olympics.
It really was.
Yeah.
It really was.
And it was an awesome Olympics. Mm-hmm. I was excited to, always excited to watch, but, you know, very exciting to see this stuff. Although, the closing ceremonies, I was really waiting for Adele, and she never came out.
No.
Was she going to be on there? Or she...
I think Adele's taking her breath.
our private expectation.
You just expected that. Oh, okay.
But the closing ceremony was
great. The Spice Girls.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't mention the Spice Girls.
Were you know, I'm sorry, I'm not a Spice Girls fan.
It was a Spice Girls reunion.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
Sorry.
That's when we got up and got more tea.
There, I lose my gay card now. Sorry.
But it was chock full of gay people.
Yeah, George Michael was there.
George Michael.
Yeah.
It should have been a Beatles reunion.
Yeah. No. By the way, Adele couldn't be there because Adele is with child.
Well, they're British.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I'm just explaining to these
we knew that.
People who didn't know that.
We knew that.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. It is Pledge Drive. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. You know, when you pledge to Lambda Weekly or to KNON, your money is going strictly toward operating the station. It's not going toward mortgage payments to build big fancy studios. It's not going toward
giant salaries.
Huge salaries. It's only going toward things like the electric bill and the phone bill and the rent for our studio. We have a nice studio, but it's a rented office space as opposed to big luxurious production studios like other stations that you pledge to have. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And to go along with the jumbo umbrella, for $100, you can get one of those folding cloth chairs, canvas chairs, to go out to concerts with. And there's a cup holder in both arms, you know, so you've got your eats and stuff ready. And for $150, you can get 2 of those, you know, and enjoy that with your umbrella. They're the kind that you can just sling over your shoulder. It has a little case that you carry them in, and it's just fantastic for all these great outdoor concerts and events and sports and all kinds of things.
Now, one thing, if you're worried about once you pledge, your name goes on a mailing list or your name goes on a phone list, KNON doesn't sell its donor list or even keep your information. We're just not that organized. It would take having a computer somewhere here in the studio. We don't have one. We just got rid of our 8-track tape players. So believe me, we don't keep all the information. We keep your information.
It would be stored in a typewriter.
It would be. And
card catalog.
Who wants
a card catalog?
In a card catalog, or and we'd type it out. So we just don't do that. So feel free to give us a call. Your information isn't going to be kept. And the other thing is, KNON, it's all about being live and being local. Everything that we do here at KNON is produced by the person who's running that show. Raul, you have what's on your show tomorrow?
Tomorrow we are doing Back to School Edition, so we have some teachers coming in to talk about how you can help your child be successful and learn about resources at schools. So
awesome.
You don't hear that kind of thing from local people on other stations. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And you know, Lambda Weekly's been on KNON since KNON went on the air in August of 1983. So we've been around since the station began. And you know, last year, the station lost 11 different shows because they weren't supported by their listeners. And so You know, you can read the writing on the wall. If we don't get some support in, we're going to be on the chopping block. And we've been here all the way through, and our supporters have been there. Please be one of those supporters. Give us a call, 972-647-1893.
And one of the shows they lost this year, that we lost this year, was one of the talk shows. So talk is on the chopping block if we don't get support.
Yeah, this is a really important, a good time on the radio, and so we have to carry our weight each show. So,
so if you're driving, don't stop now and call because you don't want to get distracted. But you can get to your office or get to your home, wherever you're heading. And when school starts, you know, that's coming up too. So do it for your kids as well.
Yeah.
Go to KNON.org and pledge online.
And that's KNON.org, and just click the pledge button and make a pledge there. And just fill in Lambda Weekly or Wednesday Talk or just Talk, you know, if you want to pledge to all the talk shows, just Morning Talk, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Do you want to give the number, Patty?
972-647-1893. And the 893 there at the end is awfully like 89.3 FM.
Right, but don't dial the point.
Yeah, don't dial the point. 972-647-1893.
We are talking to Raul Hinojosa Jr. and Marco de los Santos. They are from Rainbow Lulac here in Dallas. They came up with the idea of Rainbow Lulac because here in Texas, we invented gay Hispanics.
And, these were the first ones.
And apparently there aren't any anywhere else in the country except for Washington, D.C., which has one because Jesse...
A transplant. Right, yeah.
How come he hasn't started a LULAC up in Washington?
Well, he's working on it. He's working on it. And he's actually been engaged in a really cool project, the LGBT Latino History Project. It's a cool project that they're working on up there. They're working on a Rainbow LULAC Council, too, in D.C., but... which, you know, what better place to have one? But sure. but he's been really focused on that project also, the history project. So
he just needs to know people longer so he can cajole them
right
easier.
Yes, well, that's how he does it. You know, those of you who know Jesse Garcia, who was our one of our presidents, past presidents for the Dallas Rainbow Council,
and hosted
DC.
A show here.
He hosted the Jesse Garcia show. Yeah, yeah, and then we pushed him down the stairs and created our own show. So yes, but. But yeah, he's off in D.C. doing great things and really teed things up for us here in Dallas, like for the marriage equality resolution. He helped nationally get LULAC to pass a resolution supporting the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the passage of ENDA, a resolution for that as well. So
one thing we have to mention, today is the first day of the that people can register under the... I don't know what it's called. It's the executive order.
Deferred,
well, it's not really the Dream
action.
Act, though.
Yeah, they call it the Deferred Action for Young Children is the technical sort of federal government name.
So, and explain what that is.
Yeah, so the people who are here, undocumented people, young people, have the opportunity to apply now for deferred action, which means they won't be put into deportation proceedings and will be able to apply for work authorizations. And so June 15th, President Obama announced that the administration was not going to go after people who are in college or military that are here undocumented. And so and that they were going to give people in this situation an opportunity to have work authorization. Mm-hmm. So as long as you arrived here before you were 16 and are under the age of 30 from when the announcement was made, you qualify for this action. Today is the first day to fill out the form.
And don't you have to also be in school mm-hmm. or in the military or have been in the military?
Right. Yeah, you have to either be in school, have been in school, or graduated with a GED, or be in the military. Right?
Okay,
have
so
military
it's just,
service.
It's just high school. I thought it was college.
Right. No, it could be high school because some of the you have to have been before. You arrived here before 16 or less than 30. So a lot of people are kids. A lot of the people in this situation are young kids that are still in high school.
And why would people be doing this?
So
what's safer about doing this?
Yeah. Well, one of the things, obviously, the biggest thing is the work authorization, right? So if you're here as an undocumented person, you may not want to apply for this. The federal government had already announced that they were doing deferred action. We're using prosecutorial discretion to not deport people who were students or to split up families. So that was already happening. That was something that had already been announced before. But people who want to work can now apply for this work authorization. It's a 2-year work authorization. And so that's really the incentive for people maybe who are in college or who are working age that can be able to qualify for that. So.
And State Representative Rafael Enchia, who is from North Texas, and he's been on this show several times. Mm-hmm. I always call him State Representative, you know, McDreamy.
Yes.
even though I'm gay.
It's okay.
He's a handsome, wonderfully intelligent.
You have good taste.
Yes, I do. So. He sent out a great email, and we can put some of that information up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
You know, to kick off today's start of that.
Well, one of the groups that's been doing a lot of great work in this area is the North Texas Dream Team. Mm-hmm. And so there's a thing on Saturday people can apply, get help if they need help filling out the forms. Because with every great federal policy, there's a form. And so the form, it was released just yesterday, and so there's going to be help on Saturday for people to be able to fill out those forms.
So, Marco, what's on the form? What types of things, what information do people need to bring with them?
I know for sure the identification, is that correct? Like, mm-hmm. Is it passport? You need a passport and...
transcript, something to show. Basically, the rule says you have to have been here, arrived here before you turned 16. So you have to have something that shows you were here before that age, like a high school transcript or rent agreement that shows a person was here during that
so
time.
So it can be your parents' papers, actually, because somebody, if you're 15 years old, you don't usually have papers. If you came here undocumented, you don't have a passport.
Well, you're gonna have to show something with your name on it. So it would have to be either a stamped, if you came here and you were stamped with a visa that you entered the country, there has to be some proof that you were here, the child was here, or the person. So you have to have that. You'll have to show that you either graduated from high school or are enrolled in college or currently enrolled in high school, so a grade report, a registration form, something like that. And you have to, one of the rules is you have to have shown that you were here 5 years continuously. So you'll have to show something that you've been here. I mean, that could be, like I said, a lease or something that shows the student was here, enrollment records, that kind of stuff. So there on the U.S. Customs and Immigration Service, there's a whole list of documents you can put in with your
report. And here are some of them. Official school transcripts, report cards, immunization and medical records, mm-hmm. cell phone bills, bank mm-hmm. statements, lease agreements, employment records of pay stubs and utility bills. So those are awesome things to help us establish that timeline.
Yeah, yeah. Anything that show, and it has to show your name on it, because that's going to establish that you were here, right? So
and who you are,
right?
And
right.
who you are. Although I can't imagine that somebody would want to register as a wrong person.
Right. Well, and the challenging thing is people in the situation have to deal with all sorts of weird identity things, right? So they're sort of navigating the waters as sort of not officially being recognized here, but trying to have a life here and sort of deal with the daily things like renting an apartment and registering for school and that sort of thing. So there are some sort of weird identity sort of challenges that people face that are immigrants in this situation.
How long do people have to do this, or is there not a time? This is just the first day.
Yeah, this is just the first day, so it's open. The administration has announced this policy, so as far as we know, this is the way it is for now moving forward until someone changes that.
Okay. So, and the number to call, it is Pledge Drive. If you'd like to make a pledge, Poca Jennifer called in, and she said, would you get this Pledge Drive over with? And, Jennifer and I co-host the Poca Show on Sunday afternoons, and in her sweet, gentle, loving 7:30 voice, she said, would you get that over with and just so that I don't have to deal with this on Sunday? So I don't want to have to deal with Jennifer's wrath on Sunday.
No, you don't.
So please give us a call, 972-647-1893. We have about, I'm looking at that chart, and every time I've come in, the line has been cockeyed. I don't know why. Whoever's drawing that, it has been cockeyed. Have you noticed that also, Roel?
Yeah.
It has been. Every single day, they've been drawing a lopsided line. I don't know why, because we have this big thermometer that shows where we need to be. we're
and
about
red marker ink does not find its own level.
No, it doesn't. But maybe it does here at KNON. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. Don't let us be the next show that is taken off the air because we haven't gotten pledges. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Doc is standing by. Good time to call during our break.
KNON thanks Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions for their support of KNON. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions provides KNON all our copy services. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions sells, leases, rents, and services a full line of color and black and white Canon copiers with scanning, printing, and faxing capabilities. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions offers wholesale packaging back to the consumer market in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Overstock, demo models, and used equipment with full warranty is available. For more information, 214-431-5191 or BEYERimaging.com.
Business owners, tell KNON's listeners about your business. You can put your business or event on KNON. KNON currently has space available to run announcements for you. Tell KNON's listeners about your goods, services, nightclub, concert, or event. Help keep the voice of the people on the air while putting your information on the air. KNON's been named the number one radio station in Dallas by both the Dallas Observer and D Magazine. Put your business with Dallas' number one station. Call now for more information at 214-828-9500, extension 227, or extension 233. For more information, go to KNON.org and click on the Run Spots on KNON page. It's a great way for your business to support community radio while letting more people know about you.
This is Lewis from UT Arlington, and I listen to Lambda Weekly Podcast at lambdaweekly.com.
And this is Lambda Weekly, and it is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call.
We were just talking about Polka Jennifer, and, you know, unlike Polka Jennifer, who believes that, you know, once you dirty up an apron, you have to get a new one, you can
or
wash...
Or
turn it over first. Dirty up that side. You can, you know, you can wash this one. And I just love
it. She was so embarrassed when I pointed that out to her that you could wash it, but
oh, right.
Because she was trying to point out that it's a nice heavy canvas apron that, you know, you can wear it on both sides, even though it doesn't say KNON on the other side.
Right.
We love
it's reversible. Yeah. That's one of the features.
We love you, Polka Jennifer.
We do.
Right, so give us a call. Not just Polka Jennifer. She pledges on her show. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. We had a good pledge drive show last week. Why aren't the phones ringing today? 972-647-1893. Give us a call and help keep the show on the air, because KNON has supported the LGBT community since 1983 when we went on the air. We were on the air the first week the station was on the air.
August of 1983.
Yeah, yeah. And we want to show KNON that we support the station as well.
You know, and a great pledge would be $29. We've been on the air 29 years, mm-hmm. and you know, $29 would be a great pledge. Give us a shout, 972-647-1893. Doc is standing by, waiting for your call. Yeah, middle age in the 30s and on up,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is that you're none of us are getting paid, right? I mean, we're volunteering, obviously, to be on the show.
I do not get it.
Yeah, there's no compensation for this, right? And so,
I don't even get my own parking spot.
Yeah, so your support helps us with
keeping
actually, on
there.
Yeah.
Whole big parking lot, we make Patty park out in the street.
You mean I can park inside?
She doesn't pledge enough for reserve parking. So, yeah.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call.
And for a $50 pledge, you can get a wonderful KNON black canvas apron, which I highly recommend.
Or a black canvas backpack, which I have one for like every day of the week. I have my Wednesday one that has this show in it.
It's for your pills. As long as we're making like old jokes today. A lot of people have those little pop-up clear plastic things that you organize. Yes. Organize their pills.
Yes, you know, we had an insurance meeting in my office, and I am the oldest one in my office out of 17 people.
So they started with the, you know, one of the reasons our rates are going up is because David's so old. So I stood up with our insurance guy standing there, and I said, excuse me, I'd like to see a show of hands of anybody else here in the office who's not on daily medication. Me? So screw all of you. And I sat down, and, I mean, the insurance guy wasn't used to a company meeting that runs like this. 972-647-1893 is the number that you can call to pledge. I promise you, the other stations that you pledge to do not have conversations like this.
They do not. And you can get that backpack and use it for other things. You don't have to, you know, manage your medication.
It's not a pill carrier. It doesn't have to be.
I carry my Wednesday show stuff in the Wednesday backpack, my Sunday show in my Sunday backpack. And I have brought the wrong backpack to the studio at times. So,
no doubt.
Yeah, no one.
Luckily, gay people like polka, so it works out okay.
Right, last pledge drive, Clint was having some. I forgot what it was, but Amy Goodman wasn't coming through, so he was just talking and talking. So I came in and said, hey, why don't we play some polka? I was just driving by. We played some polka on like a Tuesday morning or something. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Our guests today are Marco de los Santos. He is with LULAC Junior,
right? Young adult. The young adult. Yeah. We call him?
I am
young adult.
What is the name of your group?
It's a LULAC Young Adult Rainbow Council.
Okay. And Raul Hinojosa is with Rainbow Old Adult Rainbow Council.
It's the LULAC Old Adult Rainbow Council.
Stonewall Democrats in Dallas ended up doing that. They kind of split because the young whippersnappers wanted to move off and do their own thing and leave the old people, you know, for the big like mothership, fathership.
So it's young Stonewall and old Stonewall.
It is. Apparently. Yeah.
We have the same setup in LULAC. So yeah, we do.
We were talking a little bit about some of the things that LULAC as a whole has done, and done in response specifically to one city, now two, having rainbow councils. LULAC passed a marriage
equality
marriage equality resolution. Mm-hmm. It passed anti-bullying resolution.
Yeah, Marco can tell you about that. He helped lead that effort.
Yeah. Another resolution that we passed, sponsored by my council, was about anti-bullying. The way we worded that piece was that it was in reference to stopping bullying based on like race, you know, gender and sexual orientation, so that we combined, made it more broad, you know. And so what this does is this opens the doors now to create like a task force, so to speak, and to deal with these issues. Because in LULAC, we get cases all the time from the public, like, you know, phone calls, like pretty much every like council president, it's listed online. So like you get, you know, calls from, you know, you get calls right from the public. And so it just, this would be like, you know, setting that, you know, laying the groundwork for, you know, a task force to deal with, you know. And I think bullying, us being LGBT councils, I think we should lead that way.
And what types of bullying are you dealing with?
Well, I know the majority of the cases that we get are from schools, so that's probably where we would, you know, start off with is, school, I think, is...
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it could be bullying for LGBT, for someone who's LGBT or perceived to be LGBT person. Immigration is one thing. Immigration status, like some kids can be picked on because people may say they're from another country or something like that. There's certainly issues, of course, with body image or being overweight. I mean, there's all sorts of things. I think primarily what we hear about being LGBT councils is people who are being treated differently because of their LGBT status or sexual orientation or gender identity, things like that. Yes. But yeah, there are lots of other different ways. I was sharing the example of immigration. I mean, you know, if you're here in Dallas-Fort Worth, we have a sort of noticeable, sizable Hispanic population. But
I never noticed.
Yeah. you may see a few of us around. But in other communities, or imagine, you know, in Arizona, for example, that there may be kids who are being treated differently because as someone, there's sort of an anti-immigrant sort of culture around right now there. So nationally, I think that's one of the things that this resolution was brought to make sure and include lots of different sort of ways people get bullied.
And, you know, we're human beings, and, you know, across the human race, they're pick a way.
Oh, right.
You know, human beings find another way to pick on other human beings.
Right. Someone's different from you, and that's enough for some people, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you... There's nothing you can do about it, but there are things that you can advise people to do about it. How do you even handle that when you get a phone call from somebody who says, you know, I'm being bullied in school or my child is being bullied? What do you tell them to do?
Well, first, I guess we ask, like, your basics, like, who, what, when, where, right? You try to understand, you know, the situation and make sure that this is the type of case that, you know, where someone is being bullied. Because, you know, if you don't know all the facts, right, you can't make, you know, proper assessment.
Yeah. We also have, through our LULAC network, there are a lot of educators. So some of our, not necessarily in our council, but in other councils in this area, there are some people who are educators and have either can help us direct people to resources from the district. So, for example, there's several people who work for DISD that can help. And they have a very strong policy. They were the first one in Texas to pass the anti-bullying policy. So there are resources there. LULAC also has some resources through a partnership that we have through the Familias Familia campaign, a national campaign with 15 Latino organizations. So on their website, there's a whole list of ways that you combat bullying, ways that you confront bulliers, and things like that as well. So a lot of times it's helping people sort of get to resources that will help them either locally or through some of these websites.
One of the things that I think is interesting that Youth First Texas is doing is they started self-defense classes.
Yeah.
For younger kids who are being beat up.
That's a great idea.
It's teaching them how to defend yourself and not that you should be picking on other kids using your self-defense, but it is self-defense. Mm-hmm. And you know, somebody hits you, you know, judo, and you can kick him in the face or something, and that stops it. Isn't that a horrible thing that you have to do?
Really,
that
some of these kids are facing like 4, 5, and 6 attackers at a time.
Oh, yeah. You know, I understand that, and you know, what do you do, especially when a school principal says, "Well, you brought it on yourself."
Right.
Well, and I think one of the things that's important though is if it's happening in a school, it needs to be reported because there is a policy to deal with that, to separate a kid out or to intervene, to have some intervention. But sometimes bullying happens outside of school,
well,
right?
As of September 1st, every school district in the state has to have an anti-bullying policy.
Yeah.
Which stands to be seen how well those are actually enforced, because Fort Worth, Dallas, and maybe one or two other school districts have one that are real specific and say, you can't bully somebody because they're Hispanic. You can't bully somebody because they're gay. You can't bully somebody. And most of the other states, most of the other school districts are just going with this very general, no bullying, and we'll just see whether there are still some school principals around who were going to be saying, well, you know, he brought it on himself, and that's not really bullying. Kids will be kids, and we'll see how much that happens.
We're not backing up a teacher when they intervene.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of thing.
Or dealing with a teacher who's doing it. I mean, this is the other thing, is sometimes it happens with the adults in the school.
We have somebody, a kid was actually over in Fort Worth, was bullying, or I think it was Arlington, was bullying the teacher and just making obnoxious comments about his teacher who was gay. The teacher threw the kid out of the class, and the Liberty Council came to his defense and is backing him up. That obnoxious lawyer who came to his
Kelly
defense.
Kelly Shackelford.
No. The actual attorney who was backing him up ran for a seat on the legislature. Uh-huh. He won his Republican primary, and now there's a good chance he'll be in the legislature.
Wow.
That's just what we need.
Wow.
Well, and there's some other things happening in that realm, too. There's a group out in California that's wanting to isolate and basically attack, has to be withdrawn from any teacher or counselor that has a safe space sticker or is known to be friendly, LGBT friendly, mm-hmm. as a safe space. I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. No. Well, that's a, that. I mean, these are the it's sad that this is the culture that young people are having to face, right, and having to find in school. So,
Rolla, I want to thank you for being with us today, and Marco, thanks for coming on the show. And
thank you for having us.
Sure. Yeah. Have to come back again. More often, Rolla.
Happy to. And if you want more information about us, or we have a summit coming up to talk about some of these LGBT Latino issues, our website has that information. It's lulac4871.org.
And it is still pledge drive, so give us a call, 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893, and support gay and lesbian radio. Doc will still be here in the studio. I'm seeing the stretch, because they're not ready to go on with Amy Goodman or... our little spot that comes on at the end of the hour. But we're going out with some music from Janice Ian.
Let me tell you a story. Lay down, I know you're weary. While the stars in the sky, while the moon's on the rise, lay down and don't you wait till morning. Close your eyes and helpless through the night. Lay down. This is a lover's lullaby. Once was a magician, fair he was. All the food.